Hey, listen, are you thinking about buying tickets to your favorite sports, concert, or theater event? Maybe you want to experience a basketball game courtside rather than on your couch. Maybe you go to a hockey game and you bang on the glass instead of your own TV in your own living room. Then head on over to FanExchange.com for a safe, easy, and reliable experience. Tickets purchased on FanExchange are always guaranteed. There's no getting to the gate and worrying about getting in. So whether it's NBA, Major League Baseball, WrestleMania, Coachella, maybe a Broadway musical, FanExchange will get you closer to the action. Find the very best seats at the best prices at FanExchange.com. Use the promo code Rome, and you'll get 50% off the service fees on your next purchase. Fan Exchange. We have tickets. That's Fan Exchange. What's cracking on this Thursday? Welcome to the program. I am Jim Rome. Very good day to you. Live in Southern California in the Quicken Loan Studios. Apply simply, understand fully, and mortgage confidently. Quicken Loans. All right, busy show. Raining here in SoCal. A little unusual. But it feels good. Lots to get to. All right, telephone number is 1-800-636-8686. If you've been listening this week, you know it is smack-off season. The defending champ, two-time defending champ, has gone back-to-back-to-back 3 days in a row. Lots of people coming out of the woodwork. It is that time of year. I've not laid out the date yet, but I'm close to doing so. It's going to be in June. You know that. I have the exact date in mind. I just want to firm up a few things and lock it down. But once I do that, you will know what it is. But in the meantime, it is that time of year. So today is a good day for you to try to get through. Get on hold. 1-800-636-8686. Other ways to participate, follow me on Twitter. Maybe go to my Facebook page. My man James Kelly has been putting up calls on the Facebook page, and they're killing it. Another reason to call the program, if it's a really good phone call, we will put it up on Facebook. And you can build your following that way, develop your brand that way. You can shoot me an email, which will do nothing for your brand, but it's a good way to participate. Rome, R-O-M-E, at haveatake.com. So it sets up like this. I've got Brent Berry, an NBA on TNT analyst, 14-year NBA vet, joining me in 15 minutes. In hour number two, a pitcher for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Trevor Williams. Hour number three, a former USC running back and an NFL draft prospect, Ronald Jones, right here in studio. So those three, including one in studio, in the third hour, but don't wait on me. Hit us up right now. Lots of different ways to get through. You might be listening. You might be watching. You might be on terrestrial radio. You might be in space on satellite. The show is everywhere. It's never been better. I'm looking for some new participation. All right, let me start first with Game 2. Before Game 2 of the Cavaliers and the Pacers, Cavs head coach Ty Lue challenged LeBron James to be, quote, aggressive, set the tone early, end quote. So, message heard, message received. Here is the written play-by-play of scoring in the first 3.5 minutes of that game. LeBron makes a 12-foot pull-up jumper. LeBron makes a two-point shot. LeBron makes a 17-foot two-point shot. LeBron makes a 28-foot three-pointer. LeBron makes 17-foot two-point shot. LeBron makes a 2-foot two-point shot. So at 8:29 of the first quarter, the score was LeBron 13, Indiana, and the other Cavs nothing. The Pacers make a free throw. That makes it 13-1. LeBron hits a three, stretching his lead to 15 over the Pacers and his teammates before Indiana finally makes his first bucket of the game. Kevin Love finally gets on board for the Cavs. 16 points in 5 minutes. All right, again, 16 points in 5 minutes. The most LeBron has ever scored in the first 5 minutes of a game in his career. So what that was LeBron James in cheat mode. Really, LeBron James in LeBron mode. Going out and absolutely dominating that game and putting the team on his back and carrying them to a 15-point lead 5 minutes in. That's why he wasn't panicking about being down 1-0 in the series, because this guy can still erase a deficit in a series or in a game literally all by himself. He did it again last night. In the postseason, in a must-win game, the guy can still do this. So now it is 1-1 heading back to Indy. So if I were LeBron, I wouldn't be packing for Indy after what I saw last night. If I were LeBron, I would not be packing for Indy. I would be packing for Philly or LA or Houston or wherever this guy's going to play next season. Why? Because he's... Why? Why? because he staked his team to a 15-point lead, and they still almost lost. That's why. He stakes his team to a 15-point lead in the first half. He had one of the best games of his entire career, and he had to kill himself to do it, and they still nearly lost. 16 in the first 5 minutes, 29 in the first half, 46 for the game, and it still nearly was not enough. You know, like, it's been real, guys, and it's been fun. Well, actually, it hasn't been fun. In fact, right now it kind of sucks. One thing for me to get all of you on my back and drag you up and down the floor all night long to beat Golden State in the finals. Quite another to have to do it in our own barn in the first round against the Pacers. 46 points, 12 rebounds, 5 assists, 2 steals, one of the all-time great playoff performances. A night where you're watching it and you're thinking, man, damn, I'm lucky to see this. We're all witnesses. Except that's exactly how you describe what his teammates were last night. Witnesses reaching for the popcorn so they can tell everybody where they were the night LeBron went off for 46 and 60 in the first 5 minutes. Yeah, and where they were was standing around watching him and not lifting a damn finger. Because that huge performance was nearly for nothing because the guys around him essentially did nothing. Aside from Larry Nance Jr. spiking this Trevor Booker shot.
Trying to set it up down low for Trevor. It's rejected.
In the words of Dennis Scott, this guy has pogo sticks and he got them from his father.
Thanks to TNT for that. I mean, that pretty much was it for the rest of the Cavs. Kevin Love had 15 and 8 and a busted thumb. So that's great. Kyle Korver had 12, and then it was a lot of nothing. George Hill, 6. Jose Calderon and Rodney Hood, 5 points each. Nance, Jeff Green, Jordan Clarkson, 2 points each. Tristan Thompson, DNP. Coach's decision. I mean, honestly, you could slap a DNP on a bunch of other guys, even if they were on the floor, because there is a difference between being on the floor and actually playing. J.R. Smith actually got the start last night, and then pretty much did nothing with it. Finishing with 5 points, but at least he had a great quote. Quote, I was kind of pissed that I only had 5 shots, honestly. Of course you were, Swish. Of course you were. That's why I love you. That's why we all love you, including this guy.
It's J.R. Swish. Peep the crossover.
So nice. But in his defense, in Swish's defense, he did ball up on defense, and his coach, Ty Lue, noticed that.
He's not scared to hit people. You know, you got to hit people in this league. It's not a, it's a contact sport, you know, and guys have to understand and realize that.
Right. It is a contact sport. It's also a sport with 5 guys from each team on the floor, or at least that's how it's supposed to be in this case. But last night was another one of those nights where LeBron had to do it all by himself. If I'm Indiana, I'm pissed that I blew a chance to go up 2-0 going back home, but I'm feeling pretty good about myself because LeBron just went LeBron in a game where Vic Oladipo was in foul trouble and they still nearly ripped it from the Cavs. So, what I'm saying is, LeBron plays the game in God mode. He leads everybody in points, rebounds, and minutes, and Oladipo still had a chance to tie that game with less than 30 seconds left. And you know who got the rebound on that miss, right? LeBron. Because, of course, I haven't seen a team this reliant on one guy since, well, since LeBron took a team with Larry Hughes, Bobby Gibson, Eric Snow, Drew Gooden, and Big Z to the NBA Finals. And if I were LeBron last night, I would have just jogged right off the court, headed home, and started to pack my bags. And nobody would blame him. He just played his bleep off, and that crew nearly blew it. Forget winning a championship this year. If this team reaches the finals, no, scratch that. If this team gets out of this series, LeBron should get another banner because I'm starting to think that team with Big Z and the fellas was better than this team. In fact, I know that team was better than this team. And give that guy a banner if they get out of the first round.
Booby.
Big Z. Larry Hughes.
Booby.
Man, this guy's got to be like, are you kidding me? He's got to look around that locker room like, any of you want to play? Any of you want to help out? Any of you want to do a damn thing for me? I just had the best game I think I've ever played. And we still barely beat these guys in the first round at home in a game we had to have. That's got to be frustrating. Dear Rome, after that performance last night, I think the Indy Hicks should be forced to cut the King steak tonight. No questions asked. Yours, Aaron in Omaha. War Alvey hitting the audience with, strive for greatness out here, cuz.
Strive for greatness out here, cuz.
Blast. War a Frosty and a sold-out spring game in Lincoln this weekend. Man, I wish I could be there for that. I would love to be there for your spring game. Got Scott Frost back home. Everybody's hyped on Nebraska. I would love to be there for that spring game. Hey, listen. The, quote, Indy Hicks are not going to cut his steak. The, quote, Indy Hicks have got to be feeling pretty good about things. I mean, yeah, it was a blown opportunity because they still had a chance to win that game, but it took LeBron having that kind of a night where he goes off and they still nearly beat them and could be up 2-0 right now. Believe me, the Cavaliers are in really big trouble. Really, really big trouble. Rome, I'm not sure of a hell of a lot, but I'm damn sure of two things. We're going to miss LeBron effing James when he is gone, and James Harden is in playoff mode once again. Yes and yes. Both accurate. Both accurate. We are going to miss that guy when he's gone. Yeah, like I said, that's the kind of game last night where you know, you remember where you were when you saw that. Just like I'm sure his teammates will remember where they were when they saw that. Standing off to the side, hands on their hips, not doing anything at all to help him. Yeah, I'll never forget where I was that night. He went off for 46 and 60 in the first 5 minutes. On the floor with him, watching, eating my popcorn. Also today, got a quick name association test for you. I'm going to say something, and you tell me the first thing that pops into your mind. All right, I love this game. I'm going to say something and immediately blurt out what comes to mind. All right, ready? I say something, you blurt it out wherever you are. Here it is. Jason Garrett, boring. Jason Garrett, vanilla. Jason Garrett, puppet. Jason Garrett, ginger. He apparently is not what we think. Jason Garrett may not be what we think he is. Not after I see what he may have said or may have done in this Amazon series. Tell you what, I'm not sure we're giving the ginger enough credit. He might not just be that mouthpiece for Jera. In fact, this dude's got a mouth on him. That story's coming up later on. 1-800-636-8686. All right, so you know me. A couple of things I love. Love the NFL. Love the NFL. Love horse racing. What happens when you cross the NFL with horse racing? You get a Kentucky Derby participant named Gronkowski. What happens when you have a horse named Gronkowski? You've got a human named Gronkowski that's all about it. As you might imagine, I'm all about that story. I love it. Love it. I've got a teaser for you. Today is Thursday the 19th. April 19th. 419. 419 means it is 420 Eve. I've got a high holiday teaser for you. Yes, stoners, I'm all about your day. And while I can't speak with extensive experience about your day, I am aware of your day. I'm aware of what that day means to you. I've given it thought. I've talked to the right people. I'm prepped up on it. Hey, come on. Did I or did I not show up for you last year? A year ago, tomorrow. Of course I did. I will again. And I've got a quick tease for you, too. Dear Romy, after LeBron's performance last night, all we have to say is, please stay, LeBron. Please stay, LeBron. We really need you. Regards that desperate, baggy Cleveland song. Geoff and Lincoln. I guarantee if he had not made up his mind, if he had not made up his mind at that point, and they're sitting there talking about it, and his team says, hey, listen, boss, yo, big dog, if you don't know, there's something you might want to listen to before you bounce on these people. Bobby, hold up on that for a minute. Listen to this, and then maybe this will help you make your decision. Oh, hell no! I'm out of here. Call Jim Gray. Let's do this thing.
Justin.
You desperate, baggy C-listers who sat down for that. You know you're the reason he left, don't you? It's got nothing to do with South Beach and jewelry. It's that song. He was not going to associate himself with that.
And this fall, I'm going to take my talents to South Beach and join the Miami Heat.
Oh, hell no. When we come back, NBA on TNT analyst Brent Berry joins me. Bones coming up next. So how'd you sleep last night? If you did not sleep well, I've got a good idea why that is. Because you snore, or somebody close to you snores. Either way, you've got to hit that thing with a Zipa. It's a revolutionary snoring device. Zipa, a game changer. If you snore, you're not sleeping. If you're not sleeping, you're not getting the rest you need. So you can be sharp, successful, smart. If you want success, you've got to be at your very best every single day. Zipa is the solution that's going to help you get that great night of sleep that you need so you do feel great when you wake up in the morning. Zipa is the only snoring solution of its kind. There is nothing like it. So if you snore, you need one. I want you to go to ZYPPAH.com. ZYPPAH.com. Easy to remember because Zipa is simply Happy Z spelled backwards. Go to Zipa.com. Get yourself one right now. Once again, ZYPPAH, Zipa. Get the great night of sleep that you need and you deserve by going to Zipa.com. You'll be happy you did.
You're listening to the Jim Rome Show.
Welcome back. What's going on? A tremendous Thursday to you. I feel great. I'm Jim Rome. We're talking NBA playoffs. And when we talk NBA playoffs, this is one of the first guys that I look for every single year. A 14-year NBA vet, a two-time NBA champion, a slam dunk champion, an NBA on TNT analyst. Brent Berry is going to join Ian Eagle on the call of Game 4 between the Blazers and Pelicans Saturday at 5 p.m. Eastern on TNT. Remember, TNT is going to air more than 40 NBA playoff games, the most of any network. It's highlighted by exclusive coverage of the 2018 Western Conference Finals. Brent Berry is my guest. Brent, good morning. What's up? How are you?
Hey, Romy. How are you? Long time, hoping you're well, and thanks for a couple of minutes here. I appreciate it.
No, Brent, thank you for a couple of minutes. I'm doing great. I hope you and yours are, too. You're on the call for Game 2 of the Blazers-Pelicans. Brent, how impressed, let me start with the Pelicans themselves, how impressed have you been with the way New Orleans has shown up in this series on both ends of the floor?
Yeah, I think the first thing that I think about after Game 1 was the anomaly that was 3 points for Lillard and McCollum. I mean, it's just something that has never happened and probably will never happen again. And New Orleans did a great job of just taking advantage of an opportunity to seize control of the series. But game two, as much as people like to use the cliche about stealing games, which doesn't happen, game two, what New Orleans was able to do and the way that they were able to go about it was really impressive. Just controlled the tempo, controlled the pace, forced Portland to play a lot sooner and quicker in the shot clock, which leads into their hands because they lead the league in pace. And Drew Holiday, by the way, is introducing himself to the national stage to let people know just how good he is and how good he's been this season. He was fantastic.
Drew Holiday's been amazing so far. Now, if you're Terry Stotts and you're the Blazers, what is the most important thing you're looking to do right now to get back in this thing?
I think, Jim, what's been a little curious is that Shabazz Napier had played 55 games this year and had a remarkable run when it was that Damian Lillard had a hamstring injury in the middle of December. Napier came in, averaged 14 points, sort of headed up the offense, and then they got to a point in the second half of the year when they really started rolling during that 13-game streak where Napier would play alongside McCollum and Lillard. And Napier didn't get off the bench in game two, played very sparingly in game one, and I wonder if Terry Stotts is just considering what kind of minutes he could give to Napier, especially if New Orleans plays a lineup where all of a sudden they go to Darius Miller at the point guard. Certainly could play off of Rondo and force him to shoot, but it's a card that he hasn't played yet, and it's one that they played a lot during the regular season. So maybe a little more quickness, a few more angles, and force some mismatches on New Orleans, at least defensively, where Lillard then slides over to the three, or McCollum's at your three, basically, in the three-guard lineup, and he tries to do something that way.
Brent Berry joins us. All right, Brent, shift over to the Cavaliers for a minute, if you would. Ty Lue said in the build-up to game two that LeBron had to be a lot more aggressive, so LeBron goes out there. He scores 60 in the first 5 minutes. It turns in that vintage LeBron performance, so I guess that was more aggressive. What do you make, though, Brent, of this guy doing things like that 15 years in?
Yeah, it's mind-boggling to think that you keep talking about, well, LeBron's going to have one of those games, and he goes out and he has one of those games. And the guy is just, I mean, he really is remarkable and should be appreciated for what it is that he's not only doing now, but what he's done in the league. I guess the curious part, Jim, you got to think about is how much investment does the Cleveland Cavalier roster, the way it's constructed right now, how much of an investment do they have in what it is that's at stake for this season, LeBron, Ty Lue, trying to get back into the finals again, and not having the time they've had together, making a midseason shift, and really not having practice time and having Kev Love in the fold because of the hand injury, how much can they get accomplished? Because on the other side of the things, you see exactly how Nate McMillan is treating his team, a team that had a training camp, a team that knows where it's built on, Oladipo's efforts and athleticism and Sabonis' rebounding and Miles Turner's versatility. They're just digging into more of what it is that they've been about this year. And the Cavs, in a game two, had to just go back to the, in case of emergency, break LeBron glass. And that's problematic for the rest of, you know, your rest of your series run. If you get out of this one and you're trying to get through the East, is, yeah, LeBron can do it. But how many times, honestly, how many times can he pull it off?
And I know better than to say that they had a chance to steal that game because, as you said, Brent, you can't steal games, and especially this time of year. But even though Oladipo had that look at that three-point shot late in that game, that would have tied it.
All right, so I think we were all shocked he missed it. You know, right. Like he's been so good, like couldn't believe that he missed it. But, yeah, like I said, Indiana showing itself, showing it's a fighting team, that Nate's done a good job. He has their ear, and they're playing with a tremendous amount of effort behind the leadership of Oladipo.
And they've taken on Nate's personality, to be sure. Brent Berry joining us. Brent, what about Oklahoma City? They win the series opener, then they lose game two in Utah last night. And one of the talking points all year long has been whether OKC's big three of Westbrook, George, and Anthony would be able to flip the switch in the postseason. You've done this. So where do you come out on this notion of the switch? Does it really exist? Can you just turn it on when you have to, Brent? Or is it something that you have to develop over the course of the season?
Yeah, I don't believe it's even a season thing, to be honest with you, Jim. I think a flip switching happens when you've got a team that's had 3 and 4 years of experience, where they've been somewhere together, where they collectively have been scarred up a little bit, and then collectively have come back from that. And so I don't put OKC in that category whatsoever. OKC is a puncher's chance team. And if they have to rely on somebody going nuts, which is most of the time going to be Westbrook, or in game one, it's Paul George setting a playoff record. We were there for that game. He knocked down 8 threes, 4 of which were incredibly difficult, and they just rode the wave of that. And you could kind of see the Utah Jazz and Quinn Snyder going, yeah, all right, if it's going to be one of those things where we got to have record-setting performances to beat us, we'll take it, because we'll be back for game two with our defense, and we know Donovan Mitchell will be better in game two, and he was pretty darn good in game one. And we know that Favors is going to show up, which he did in game two. And then we'll take this thing back to Utah, where we're very good at home. So OKC has to get a little more technical. It's something we've been talking about all year in terms of execution. And the question is, can they do it against the one team that they did not want to face, at least what they represent defensively in the Utah Jazz?
Brent Berry joins me for another moment or two. Brent, of course, you played for Greg Popovich in San Antonio. So what was your reaction when you heard the very sad news of the passing of his wife, Erin?
Yeah, I appreciate you bringing that up, Jim. I was going to bring it up myself if we didn't get to it. And I have to tell you, living here in San Antonio, it's been a very somber day and a half. The news was yesterday morning, but 24 hours at least here. And you know the way this town operates, Jim. San Antonio, one-horse town. The Spurs are everything to this community. And they believe so much in Pop and what Pop represents, because Pop goes out and gets these people that represent the community well. And I would just tell you that somewhere when Pop goes home from practice or a road trip, what he's going home to ends up being part of what it is that he represents the next day. And that is Erin Popovich. He was one of the sweetest, most kind, most generous, women that I've ever been around, always there for the team, kind of like a team mom in a sense, because it's such a collegiate atmosphere here. And I'm not making light of this at all. Pop would tell you the same thing. We all appreciated her so much, because if you got somebody that could put up with Pop, that's got to be a pretty special person. And Erin was definitely that. So she will be missed here. I know Pop is not coaching the game tonight, which obviously is very appropriate. But heavy hearts in San Antonio, and she will be greatly missed, and will support Mickey and Jill, their children, during this time, and certainly the community outreach for Pop will be there.
Absolutely, and I appreciate your thoughts on that. Brent Berry is going to join Ian Eagle on the call of Game 4 between the Blazers and the Pelicans Saturday at 5 p.m. Eastern on TNT, and TNT is all over our playoff coverage. Brent, great to have you on the show. Thanks so much. Always look forward to it, and always good to have you on the show.
Yeah, thanks, Romy. If you need me again, let me know, and have a great day. Great talking with Adam as well. Go Sonics.
Bones, you're the best. Thanks so much. How about that, Hawk? Great talking to Adam and Go Sonics? Brent Berry? That's incredible. Hawk, have you even ever heard of Brent Berry? I'll get caught up with you in a minute, Hawk. That's incredible. Not only is that an athlete, just ponder this. Marinate on this. Not only is that a big-name athlete that Hawk has heard of, that's a big-name athlete that has heard of Hawk. That was incredible. Wait, Alvin, did I hear that? Did Brent Berry just say, great talking to you, Romy, and great talking to Adam, Go Sonics? Did that just happen on this show? Did that really just happen?
Yeah, thanks, Romy. If you need me again, let me know, and have a great day. Great talking with Adam as well. Go Sonics.
Bones, you're the best. That did happen. What's next? Tim Duncan calling up? Yo, Rome, I don't really want to talk to you, but I would like to talk to Hawk. Do you have his digits? Hey, Hawk, the damnest thing just happened. Tim Duncan wants to talk to you. Really? Who's that? Who's Tim Duncan? Maybe I've not been giving you enough credit, Sparrow. Brent Berry knows you. Brent Berry just name-checked you. Love Bones. Love him. How come Nate McMillan didn't mention you when we had him on, Hawk? Detlef Schrempf didn't want any of that? The glove? Dude, where's Sam Perkins? Love Sam Perkins. The X-Man. Hey, pop quiz, Hawk. Who is the X-Man? Don't go to Google, Hawk. Yeah, I don't know. That's the answer. Exactly. Some Sonics fan you are. That's right. Jay Buhner forgives you. Living in Seattle and knowing a couple of the local guys does not make you sports knowledgeable, all right? However, I can't take that from you. Brent Berry did just name check you. That was impressive. I love Bones. He was such a great player. Great player to watch. Great guy to talk to. So when we return, let me open it up to you. It is smack off season. I don't have my date yet, but I know this. It's going to be in June. There's going to be $5,000 to the guy who wins that day. Or lady. And you've got to beat the champ. The two-time defending champ, who all of a sudden has been showing up every single day, calling this show, or at least every single day this week. All of that still ahead. Plus Gronk the human talking about Gronk the horse. Jason Garrett, not who we thought he was, and that's a good thing. But first, here is a sports update. Ran a little fat. Sorry about that. Here is the latest.
Live from Southern California, this is the Jim Rome Show on CBS Sports Radio.
Thanks to Brent Berry. Love talking to Bones. He was such an electric player. An electric player, ton of it, great personality, had a really nice NBA career. San Antonio, if you want to talk about the Spurs and the passing of Aaron Popovich, we can do that too. Also, there was a billboard up for the locals who were trying to convince Manu Ginobili to play another season. He's 40. Not the player he once was, but you talk about what the NBA is going to be like when LeBron's gone. I'm not in any way comparing Manu to LeBron, but Manu, it's a really different guy too. That town, that team will not be the same. The league is going to be missing something certainly when he's no longer there. And so I think he's undecided at this point. The locals want to get him to come back for another year. This email says, Jimmy Jam, the Cavs are kidding themselves if they think LeBron is going to be able to carry them for another 15 games. I guess you could call them the kings of wishful thinking. Regards, go West. A go West blast. Mike in Buffalo. Who's next? The Fine Young Cannibals? Mike in Buffalo. You know, back to what Brent Berry said. Everybody's waiting on LeBron having one of those games. LeBron can still have one of those games. LeBron very clearly can still have one of those games. LeBron cannot have 15 of those games. So never mind him getting them out of the East. Never mind him getting them to the finals in the East. I'm not sure he's getting them out of this series. Something else Brent Berry said that I thought was really interesting. You've got the Cavaliers, and these guys don't know each other still. They haven't played together still. Indiana's been doing this all year long. This is who they are. This is what they do. They play together. They could have stole that game. Well, check that. Brent's kind of got that in my head now, that you don't steal games. To me, that would have been stealing a game. When LeBron comes out the way he does and scores 16 points in 5 minutes, and they get up 26-8 the way they did, and yet they come all the way back on a night where Vic Oladipo has two fouls in the first 90 seconds or 2 minutes of that game, and he's in foul trouble and does not have a good game, and he's got to look at a three to tie that game late, that would have been stealing that game. They could have stole that game and gone back two games up. So they could have stolen that game. He can't do that 15 times. He barely did it last night, and it was barely good enough. So again, they've got big, big problems. If I'm LeBron, I don't go back home and pack for Indiana. I go back home and pack for wherever he's going to be next year. Philly, L.A., Houston, wherever it is. All right, meantime, I mentioned quick name association, right? So when I say Jason Garrett, what comes to mind? Ready? Jason Garrett, 8-8, clapping, ginger lettuce, boring, bland, puppet. Listen, the constant debates about whether or not this guy should be fired. Any of these things, right? But I'll tell you what does not come to mind. When I mention that guy, the one thing that does not come to mind is awesome, motivational speeches. Because Jason Garrett, the coach, does not have a great reputation as Jason Garrett, the coach. I mean, Jerry Jones loves him, but he's really spent about 7.5 seasons being on a seat that has gone back and forth from warm to hot to warm again. But apparently, this is all about to change. And I think we're going to see this guy in a totally different light because of Amazon's latest season of All or Nothing. It's about the Dallas Cowboys. And the true star of the show, apparently, the true star of the show, about the star, Jason Garrett. Yeah, I know that sounds like some kind of cheesy tease. Not to be confused with my tease on the High Holiday. There's nothing cheesy about that. That's an awesome tease coming up later on. You know, kind of like the star of the show about the star, Jason Garrett, as you've never seen him before. However, if reports are true, this really is Jason Garrett as we've never seen him before. Hell, if it's Jason Garrett as an interesting person, that would be the Jason Garrett that we have never seen before. If it's Jason Garrett with any kind of personality at all, that would be the Jason Garrett that the public has never seen before. Now, don't get me wrong. This guy's really smart. We know this. But from a personality standpoint or a presence standpoint, this guy's like barely toasted bread and room temperature milk. You know, just a big ball of meh. But based on the early reports about this series, which is soon to drop, I'm already fired up. Here is a quote from Jason Garrett addressing the Cowboys before the start of last season. Quote, "The most successful people in life, they have an edge. They have a bleep you attitude. If you don't have an edge, you can't compete at the highest level, period. Go do something else." End quote. Of course, there is no bleep on that show. He says it. I mean, that's like hearing Mr. Rogers drop an F-bomb. Maybe a little heads up before you roll out and start dropping F-bombs, Jay. Maybe a little heads up before you start rolling out and just start F-bombing cats up and down the street. I mean, we know what we're going to get when Fred Rogers shows up rocking that sweater. There's an expectation, and the expectation is not that he is going to start dropping four-letter bombs. A bleep you attitude. You need a bleep you attitude. It's pretty strong and pretty surprising at that, coming from Jason Garrett. He's pretty much like the last guy that I would expect to go all X-rated Dale Carnegie on us. Now, in fairness, he did tip his cards when he did get a little loose back at a presser way back in the day.
You know, you talk about competitors. He's one of the great natural competitors I've ever been around. He loves it.
This guy sounds like Larry Robinson. We got a bunch of...
We got a few whining little babies in this league that don't want to get touched.
Jason Garrett went all Larry Robinson with it.
I can't get my 60 goals.
I know coaches who can't communicate at all with anybody without F-bombing them. I just didn't think that Princeton's finest was one of them. But apparently he is. He laid into the offense after a lackluster performance against Denver in week two. Quote, "It was soft as hell. The foundation of this program is the word fight. I don't care who we play, when we play, where we play. We're up 100. We're down 100. We're going to bleeping fight. We're going to fight. We're going to fight. We're going to fight. We're going to bleeping fight." Whoa, easy, JG. Slow down a little. My man's gone from the most boring PG and G movie ever, and now he's going R and a hard R on everybody. I haven't seen that kind of obscene passion from a coach since Rex Ryan was looking for something to eat.
Let's make sure we play like the New York Jets and not some slap team. That's what I want to see tomorrow. Do we understand what the I want to see tomorrow? Let's go to eat a goddamn snack.
You haven't heard anything like that since that. Look, you can talk to any legendary F-bomber, and they will tell you. It's not enough to have that one gear when it comes to profanity. You've got to have different gears. You have to have different tools in that profane toolbox. You've got to be able to use it in different ways. And so far, what have we seen from Garrett? We've seen the motivational F-bomb. We've seen the angry F-bomb. So the question is, does Red have another gear? Can he take it to another level? And come to find out, the answer is yes, he does. In one moment on the sideline, Dez Bryant has just fumbled, and Garrett is talking to him. Quote, "Hey, bleep it. Bleep it. And go play. Pro football. Bad things happen." Wow, it's amazing. There it is. This is exactly what I'm talking about. This guy does have every tool in the F-bomb toolbox. The motivational F-bomb, the angry F-bomb, and now the empathetic, comforting F-bomb. I have never been more impressed with Jason Garrett than I am right now. He just went from being one of the most boring people ever to a dude that I want to sit down with and crush a few beers with. Well, in fact, I actually did that once. Well, we didn't crush beers, but we did sit down at the same bar, a few bar stools away. Kyle Brandt and I did. And we did our best to try and chop it up with the coach and his wife. And I will say he was very pleasant, he was very nice, and he was boring as hell. But clearly, he was saving his A game for somebody other than me. Because come to find out, not only is this guy not the most boring puppet in the world, he's got crazy it. And that it is a truck full of F-bombs that he's looking to unleash on an unsuspecting world. Boring dude or best dude? A full heel turn, and I cannot wait to see this series and this dude in action. I was all wrong about you, Red. I was all wrong about you. Let it ride, Red. Let it ride. I'll be looking for that. I'll check that out. 1-800-636-8686. We had Brent Berry coming up next hour. Pittsburgh Pirates pitcher Trevor Williams in studio, an NFL draft prospect, a former running back for the USC Trojans, Ronald Jones. Right, so exactly where are you? We're out fast. I've got lots to cover, but I'm looking for a good telephone call. Somebody set it up for me. It's toll free. Use the number. Also, Canelo Alvarez hammered, quote unquote, hammered by the Nevada State Athletic Commission, which handed down its suspension after he tested positive for beef, tainted beef. That story's coming up too. Romy, am I having a stroke or did I hear a Go West drop on your show? The hell? To whomever sent that email, just be sure to pass the duchy to the left-hand side. Yours, Musical Youth.
Pass the duchy on the left-hand side. Pass the duchy on the left-hand side.
I'm not opposed to the thread. I'm not opposed to the thread until somebody kills it. I'll let that stand. Keith and St. Paul. Paul. To whomever sent that email, just be sure to pass the duchy to the left-hand side. Yours, Musical Youth. Nice job, Keith. Good job. You are not stroking out. That really did happen. Trevor Williams next hour, but we're open to start hour number two. Hit it up. Let's get it. I'm Jim Rome. Good to be with you on this Thursday. Don't go anywhere. We'll come right back.